I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
You don't have to wait until winter to eat your favorite Christmas food.
Their classic Dickens sandwich, roast turkey, cranberry sauce, stuffing.
In an effort to make a comeback from a difficult coronavirus economy, Chestnut Hill celebrates Christmas in July this weekend.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets on Germantown Avenue. You can hear the traffic behind me with Philip Dawson, who is Executive Director of the Chestnut Hill Business Improvement District. And this weekend, July 24th and 25th, is Christmas in July. So the dates worked out great.
That's right, the 24th and 25th. We couldn't have asked for a better calendar. But it may be July here, but everyone's getting in the holiday spirit. Our small businesses are getting their decorations out, getting out some of their holiday recipes. Santa Claus is coming out. Our holiday bands are coming back that we normally have in December. And we're looking forward to a fun weekend.
So you have to explain to this Jewish girl what the draw is about doing Christmas year-round. I mean, I guess some people really love that and celebrate year-round or are really into it, huh?
Well, you know, we started thinking of it because the holiday season in 2020 wasn't a typical one for anyone, not for the small businesses and certainly not for shoppers. So we thought, well, this will be a great chance to do something in the summertime that gets people out, that supports our businesses, and that has them experience some of those holiday traditions that maybe they had to stay home and sit out last year.
So it's not too early to be thinking about winter and snow and Christmas?
No, not too early. And whether you celebrate,
never too early.
Never too early. And whether you celebrate Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever, it can be a great time to get out and get some early sales too.
So I understand a big part of your Christmas in July is the food.
Yes. Yeah, our food businesses are taking the opportunity to feature some of their favorites that you'd normally find in December. For example, Bread and Beck's, which is one of those classic Philadelphia bakeries founded 1889, is going to have their full gingerbread house display in their front window. And they're going to be doing take-home cookie decorating kits where you can do ugly sweater cookies that you would do at the holiday. And then McNally's, which is another Chestnut Hill institution that's been here since 1921, is going to be featuring their classic Dickens sandwich, which is going to have roast turkey, cranberry sauce, stuffing. So if you're missing some of those holiday meals with all the fixings, you can get it right on a conchy roll at McNally's.
Not too heavy for summer?
Well, just come hungry and you won't be disappointed. You have more energy to do all that shopping. And if you're in the mood for candy, our chocolate store made by me and market at the Fairway on the 8200 block of the Avenue is going to be doing their homemade peppermint bark. You can come and see how that's made. That's going to be available Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And if you're bringing your four-legged friends, Bon Appetit on the 8500 block of the Avenue is going to be doing Christmas dog cookies that you can take with you as well, and even dog ice cream.
For people that don't maybe venture here that often, this is a big kind of restaurant row here on Germantown Avenue.
Yeah, we have about 20 different restaurants and cafes and food businesses here. A number of them have outdoor seating. We've got a couple of streeteries on the avenue, and it ranges from local pubs, which have been favorites for decades, to the folks who live in this area, to ethnic restaurants, and there really is a little bit of something for everyone. So it's a part of the city that if you haven't explored the food scene here, it's a great time to do it.
So when people come out here, are they going to feel in the holiday spirit?
I think they will. If you're strolling the avenue on Saturday and Sunday, you may run into Santa Claus. He's going to be here. Special request from the North Pole, 2 to 5 p.m. on Saturday. You'll have our brass quartet playing Christmas carols. You'll have holiday carolers on Sunday. And some of the stores will be decorating the way they normally do in December. So it really is going to have that vibe and that feel all up and down Germantown Avenue.
So are many of the restaurants pulling out like the old Christmas trees and things like that?
It varies from place to place. Some of them are doing decorations. Some of them are taking a menu item that they would normally have at that time of year and taking this weekend to feature it. Or if it's a candy store, again, doing something with peppermint or flavors you'd expect in December. So it's going to vary from place to place. And if you go to our website, chestnuthillpa.com, and click on Christmas in July, you can see what all different kinds of businesses, food and retail, are doing.
This is a good way to get the inventory out there because, as you've mentioned, people weren't really out over this past winter.
Yeah, the holiday season was the better part of the year in 2020 for sure, but it didn't compare in terms of sales with what small businesses would see in a normal year. So a lot of them had a hard time making it through, and this is a great chance to do some extra business and to reconnect with their customers and maybe do some early holiday shopping at a time of year when they wouldn't normally have that kind of income.
How are the businesses doing? I know the coronavirus was very difficult on some and many didn't make it through. Are they able to rebound after the difficult year and a half we've had?
Yeah, they have rebounded. It certainly was a difficult year. We had businesses that didn't make it through. We also had new ones that were very entrepreneurial and started up a business last year, believe it or not, and are now doing well. And the traffic on the avenue, finally, as we came out of the spring and into the summer, has reached levels where it was in 2019. And the pandemic also forced a lot of folks to think hard about their business and to change their offerings, get smart about their hours, their staffing, get online for the first time. So people innovated a lot in order to make it through, and they came out strong.
When people come out and shop and see Christmas in July, what are they going to notice that's different about how people are doing business this time of the year, you know, coming out of coronavirus?
So I think people will notice that the stores have evolved a little bit in terms of their offerings. They may be thinking a little bit more outside the box in terms of products you haven't seen before. They may offer different experiences, like we talked about the take-home cookie kits that are being offered, and we've got retailers that are doing things online and on social media that they weren't before in order to give people more of an experience of what their brand is offering. So I think it's a good time to rediscover even places you've been to in the past that may look a little bit different now and have innovated in the past year.
So as executive director of the business, Chestnut Hill Business Improvement District, you know, I know you help the businesses to do well. Is that now essential? Social media, being online, having a presence on the internet, like, is that essential to surviving now?
I think it's becoming more essential every day. I mean, there certainly are businesses who have a really established name who can make it without doing that. But even for those, more and more often people are looking online to find things. And that's a good way to attract new customers, not just the same established ones you have. We saw ourselves with our business district website in 2020, our traffic had never been higher, and that's continued in 2021. It hasn't gone back to the way it was. And I think that change towards exploring more online, looking on social media, is going to stay with us. It's not going to be a relic of the pandemic.
So what can we look forward to when we celebrate winter this summer?
It sounds funny, doesn't it? I think we've got a lot to look forward to this weekend. Definitely come out for the food. Even if you're on the sidewalk, our community association is going to be doing Christmas snow cones, which is a great cooling summer treat that's not too heavy, that'll refresh you as you go in and out of shops and restaurants. Make some time for Santa if you've got kids, and enjoy the environment. And it's a great time to be outside shopping and dining.
So what are the goals of Christmas in July? Is it just to reinvigorate business, or is it to get people thinking about their shopping early, or what are some of the goals?
It's both of those things. So we wanted to do it as an opportunity to support our small businesses. Chestnut Hill is really known as a part of the city that does not have a lot of chains. It has a lot of independents, and it has a lot of mom and pops. And those businesses may not have had the big marketing budget or the support that some of their larger competitors have. So it's a really good time to come out and support them. And second, it is a nice opportunity for people to get a head start on holiday shopping, to think about what might be on their gift lists. Some of the retailers, for example, are doing end of season sale or marking things down so that they can get rid of some inventory. And it's a great time to stock up on gifts based on that. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun for families to come out and enjoy the general vibe on the avenue as well.
Is there a concern at all as we head back into the winter about how coronavirus is going to impact the economy and the businesses?
I think there is some amount of residual concern about the unexpected this year, but I'm feeling fairly confident. I think a lot of consumers and business owners are as well, that with the vaccine and the adoption rates that we've seen with that, that the worst of it is hopefully behind us. So our hope is that this holiday season is going to be more on in keeping with what we've seen in previous years, that it'll be a strong time for the Avenue, that Philadelphians will come out and support their local business districts like Chestnut Hill.
What do the economic numbers say?
So during 2020, you know, we've looked at graphs of the foot traffic on the Avenue and used smartphone location data to see how consumer behavior changed. And it was more than 50% less in terms of foot traffic and overall economic impact in 2020 than we saw in a normal year. So it was a significant impact on businesses. And that was the best part of the year, the holidays. The other times in the year, some of which may be slower if you're in, you know, the January to March quarter, for instance, which is a slow time for everyone, were even more so in a year when we had COVID. So the economic effects were pretty profound. People had to lay off staff. They had to downsize. Some folks took the opportunity to move their stores to a smaller location. As I said, people were creative and entrepreneurial as well in terms of surviving and making the best of it. And now they've come out of it, in most cases, stronger than where they were.
And how are the restaurants doing? Do you have numbers on that?
We do, yeah. So we have the vast majority of our restaurants were able to make it through the pandemic okay. We did have two in the neighborhood that didn't make it through, and those spots are now available, and their landlords are courting new restaurants to come into Chestnut Hill, so we're excited to see what'll happen there. But the vast majority of our places were able to make do with takeout, by cultivating their loyal customer bases, by doing streeteries, by doing sidewalk cafes, by doing weekly menu options, and we tried to support them in every way we could as the business association, with marketing and with helping to get the word out by how people could support their neighborhood eateries.
And now it sounds like this is another type of promotion for them to help them get a little bit more business, a little bit of a boost in July.
Yeah, that's the idea, that, you know, this is a time of year that's not normally bad, but people are away on vacation, and it may be, you know, when it's hot, it may not be the time that you're thinking of strolling around and spending some time outdoors, but going in and out of the shops and the restaurants makes it pretty comfortable, and with the novelty of the holiday promotions and the music and Santa Claus and the menu offerings you normally can't get for six more months, it gives you a pretty compelling reason to come out.
And this is particularly important coming out of a coronavirus economy?
It is. As I said, a lot of our restaurants and shops, you know, are still not quite back to normal. They at least need some more support to get where they are. Some of them are still kind of dealing with the economic fallout overall in terms of trying to retain and hire new staff and get back to the level of output that they had previously. So having the support at this time in the year makes a big difference.
All right. What are you most looking forward to with Christmas in July?
I am looking forward to meeting Santa Claus, getting some of those ugly sweater cookies at Bread and Beck's, having one of those Dickens sandwiches, and spending some time with my family in the shops.
You're going to do it all.
I'm going to try to do it all. I always do.
It's part of the job, right?
It is. It's the most fun part of the job.
All right. Philip Dawson is Executive Director of the Chestnut Hill Business Improvement District. Once again, Christmas in July takes place here on Germantown Avenue, July 24th and 25th, which is Saturday and Sunday. I guess I'll end this by saying Merry Christmas to you, Philip.
Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate in December. This is a great time to come out in advance and pretend it's winter time and enjoy the fun.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Hadas.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.